It's the middle of October, and heating season is upon us. And as people all across the state increasingly listen to their furnaces switch on in the basement, NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown is here to talk with us about heating fuel. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Rick.
So what's the headline here, Sam? What's going on with heating fuel prices?
So the biggest headline in New Hampshire is always going to be the price of heating oil in the state, and that's because 47% of the houses here are using that to keep warm. And so the outlook for heating oil actually looks pretty good. As anyone who has been paying for oil through the past decade can tell you, there's been an absolutely historic jump in the price. It's up from about $1.50 a gallon in 2004 to just shy of $4 a gallon last year. But the good news is that prices seem to be on sort of a plateau since 2011. And just last week, the Federal Energy Information Agency released their winter heating fuels outlook, and it forecast that prices actually might be down by about 5% this winter. And that's just basically macroeconomics. We've got production that's up in non-OPEC countries, like the Bakken oil fields in South Dakota are really cranking out oil, and that's just driving down the prices.
But the trends for the cost of heating oil are still pointed up in the long term. So are you seeing any indications that people are trying to switch to other fuels?
Well, so these changes, they happen really slowly, because it's not often that folks are willing to plunk down a big wad of cash to buy a new furnace. So about 20% of the state is on natural gas already. And though prices are expected to be up by about 15% this winter in the Northeast, it's still by far the cheapest way to heat your home. But it is tough to store natural gas, so only homes that can hook into pipeline distribution networks have that option. So the state's biggest gas supplier, Liberty Utilities, they say that people are switching, but it's at a rate of about 250 homes a year. So it's not exactly breakneck pace. And when you talk to fuel oil dealers, they say they haven't really started to feel the pinch from that competition yet.
Okay, so oil is down slightly. We've got natural gas going up a little bit, but it's still the cheapest way to heat your home. What are the trends in other fuel prices?
So propane is the third most used fuel in the state. It's a byproduct of gas and oil extraction, and it tends to track the price of fuel oil really closely. So same story there. Prices have hit a bit of a plateau, but it's worth noting that when we talk about propane, a lot of people just see the price per gallon. They think it's a cheaper fuel, but that gallon of propane has a lot less energy in it than fuel oil, and so while it might look like it's a little cheaper than fuel oil, it's actually about 40% more expensive to use propane than fuel oil. And of course, the other fuel of interest in New Hampshire is wood, since it's the primary fuel for about 8% of the state, and many, many homes use it as a backup source. And prices for both cordwood and wood pellets tend to stay pretty stable. And both of those fuels are pretty darn cheap. After natural gas, they are the cheapest way to stay warm, and that's not even counting all the heat you'll generate chopping and stacking and lugging around bags of wood pellets.
Sam, thanks for the update.
Anytime, Rick.
If you want to dig in more to the landscape of winter heating fuels here in New Hampshire, Sam has a lot more information online at nhpr.org.